I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking hour?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Silent night, oh holy night, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first of two festive episodes of the Football Ramble. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Andy Brassel.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Jingle all the way, you beautiful people. It's Christmas time. The festive period is in full flow. Isn't that wonderful, Kate?
It is wonderful. I tell you what else is wonderful. Just sitting back here, relaxing.
Mm-hmm. You're about hearing to go into the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Like just hearing you do your thing.
Do my thing.
Oh, it's lovely.
You can hear that at least twice a week.
It's
normally
true.
On the Football
and
Ramble.
I do tend to. Yeah. But what
you
I don't
tend to. If I've got
I tend
the time.
To one day listen to the Football Ramble.
But what I don't do is say my name straight after you've said
same
your name.
Same a name. Yeah, a bit of that going on there. Peter, you having a nice Christmas time?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've eaten several mince pies and I am 90% eggnog.
Eggnog.
It's not something I enjoy at Christmas time.
I'm not an eggnog fan.
I don't really know what it is.
No. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Does anyone know what's in eggnog?
Presumably
eggnog. Egg and nog.
Andy, you look like the cat that got the eggnog.
Well, I've received a formidable collection of presents this year, which always happens when you're 44 years old.
How about that? It's amazing, actually, because what do you get the man who's got everything, of course, ladies and gentlemen?
That is the question.
And that is Andy Brassel. What would you have liked for Christmas, Andy, that you didn't receive? Put him on the spot.
Fans in Plough Lane, maybe.
That would have been nice. Old romantic.
Because they
I
was, were there, though, weren't
that
they? They just
stocks.
Had to stop coming. Or have I got that wrong?
No, we've not had anyone in yet.
You've not had a single fan?
Oh, no. And Andy's been in.
Zoned out.
They have had a fan in Andy, but of course that was on a work
a
related.
Man.
It was
exactly.
all it was all securely
well,
and
was,
safely done and all that business.
I was describing to someone actually how you sort of it was an amazing emotional night, the first game back at Plough Lane.
Yeah.
And then the whistle goes, the game starts, and it's a game of football in an empty stadium.
Yeah, right.
Which is not quite the same. And of course, because Wimbledon's new ground at Plough Lane is very new, it means there's got to be test events and all that sort of stuff. So whereas while in Tier 2, London teams were able to have fans in, we weren't because it's not finished. And because we've still got to have the test events. Aww. So roll on the new year.
Roll on
Come
the
on,
new year.
Solving COVID.
Indeed, yeah. But of course, the Christmas time is a time, Kate Mason, where lots of people tended to, not this year, of course, but tended to go and watch the football.
Because
English football would always bravely carry on where some of those other foreign people would be like, oh,
bravely, bravely. What an interesting use of word, especially in this season.
Well, Andy,
bravely.
It was said ironically and non-seriously. But
you say that.
I did. But obviously some of the foreigners, they don't like the colder, they peep. They can't take it. Where
it's like
those
Brazilian footballers, isn't it? They just can't handle it. But everything else is fine.
Exactly. But all the bollocks aside, of course, everybody. But football on Boxing Day is a big thing here. You know, people like to go and watch the football. Anybody got any memories of going to watch football on Boxing Day? Peter, you loved a little trip to St James's Park.
Yeah, Boxing Day was a big kind of... But the problem is going up from Hartlepool to Newcastle, the trains just do not exist on Boxing Day. And it's double time on taxis, so... Yeah.
Nothing says Christmas like a rail replacement bus, Pete.
I know. And even then, the trains that go up from Hartlepool to Newcastle are those little kind of ones that converted in the 50s from buses to trains, the ones that they call hoppers, I think.
The Newcastle Middlesbury one used to be like that.
Horrible.
The noise
is
incredible.
But they never put enough carriages on.
Yeah, but you're the only man I know. In fact, You made me aware of a thing of the motorbike taxi service.
Right, okay. Yeah,
I never knew this
was
a thing. Have you ever got one of them up to
No, because you don't
James's
have them up
Park?
North. I think that there's only one company that's licensed in London to do them. And if you need to get somewhere really quickly, I think before a Brighton show, I was suggesting that I would finish work and then hot tail it down to Brighton on the back
that's
of a
right.
motorbike. Yeah, like for the airport or whatever. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so because they can weave
Jack
through.
Jack Reacher was busy.
But they can weave through. Hey, Tom Cruise been shouting off today, hasn't
he? He has, yeah.
On the day of recording. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cheeky fellow.
But you can.
Some people think
Tommy Cruise.
Get
a load of TC kicking off over there, everybody.
We're going to take on Scientology, are we? This pod, is that what we're doing?
This is not
Scientology's
their Christmas
number
That's
two.
What Christmas is all about.
This
I feel
is not
to keep
their
it
time
in,
of
the,
year.
In the Tom Cruise spirit. One of us should stand on the table and say how much they love the Ramble.
That's very true. Yeah.
But they've broken up. They've then broke up. So we don't want that.
Who? Oprah and Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't know they were together.
No, mate, it was Katie Holmes, was it?
Katie Holmes, yeah. Oh, was he talking about Katie Holmes?
He was about Katie. He's just like, I love... It was a sort of... It's like a way of showing off, isn't it? I've got so much love. Yeah, look at this fit bird. Yeah. All that stuff. Anyway, Boxing Day football down at London Road. That's where I tend to go. Down to see Peterborough United.
Is that right?
Yeah, because that's my mum... Well, where my mum lives now. Well, she's a Wolves fan, but where she lives now.
Your mum plays up top.
She is fucking quick. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, she that's where her local team. So we just trot down. It's lovely. It's friendly. In fact, last Boxing Day, we went to watch them. Peterborough, I think at that point, Peterborough had, they were on a streak of form. They'd only lost once so far that season. Mm-hmm. And they were scoring everywhere.
Yes.
All kinds of goals. Absolutely. And I was excited to see Ivan Toney, who's playing for Brentford now. And a lovely little 3-0 defeat to the Peter Donaldson tribute team, Donny Rovers.
Donny Rovers. Yeah, I like that. I think a lot of people will miss the Boxing Day football, attending Boxing Day football. Mm.
My mum's boyfriend was like, I don't want to go and watch. He's a Peterborough fan. He was like, I don't want to do that.
Is that right? He didn't want to see the posh. He wanted to have some 3-0. Posh nosh.
It was fine.
I think
quite
after Chris's day, you are just like, I'd sneak out of the house. I'll watch ducks fight.
why do you want to get out of the house, Peter? What goes on in the Donaldson
house? Because I
used to
do terrible things during the Christmas day. And
such as?
Me.
Such as?
Just spoil everything.
Go on. How would you spoil? Eat a lot of food. Not
eat
spoil.
All of the food.
No,
all
of the
people's food. Eat five mince pies, none left for everyone else.
There was often a lot of chat
you
about...
You can't buy mince pies in boxes are five.
that is true. Peter.
I've convinced my family that they come in fives.
What was the chat? Luke was horrifically offended by the way your mum does her roast potatoes.
I'm horrifically. She like cooks them the day before and just leaves them out, and it's just all. She insists on the driest of food.
If you're going to cook one thing, if you're going to cook one thing the day before, it's got to be the turkey, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
is this where your love of biltong happens? Dried meat? Is that what you have? Is that the meat of
Put
choice?
Put all the food in the airing cupboard. Dry out. That's what I need. Right next to the boiler, please.
Yeah, even the gravy.
I want a sheet of gravy, please, Mum.
Sprinkle gravy on
my desiccated
salt.
Gravy. Yeah. I want you to turn it back to the granules that it came from.
Oh, different granules.
Isn't it an unusual thing, though, about Boxing Day football? Is that you feel it's so much of a tradition? Mm-hmm. Like, from a... I guess player's health perspective, there's no possible reason to have it at all. Is there? But the fact is, it just does leave a bit of a hole in your Christmas if it didn't happen. Yeah. I mean, I associate Christmas football and particularly Boxing Day football with childhood. And to the extent, I remember when I came home from university, I remember like Wimbledon had their game frosted off. That was Selhurst Park for you.
Yeah. Right.
And I said to my dad, I was like, oh, we've got to go to a game. And he's like, we don't have to. We just go home. Mm. And I was like, all right, I'll drop you home. And I dropped him home. And I ended up going to a game at Millwall, arrived half an hour late, missed both the goals in a 1-1 draw, but I had a great time.
Did you?
Yeah.
I really appreciate that commitment.
I felt I needed to...
Yeah. Like a junkie after Christmas.
You got to do it.
Yeah. Just go driving around looking for a match.
You felt alive, Andy. My giddy aunt. Does anybody have any sort of Christmas traditions that happen in their homes, Kate? I know you love Christmas.
I love Christmas, but I don't know why, actually. I think I like the...
cheerful time of year.
Yeah, I like it. I think I like the run-up and I like the idea that everyone's having a happy time. But I guess there are lots of people who aren't having a happy time. Side point. Anyway.
I'm talking about you, not
we
them.
Don't have
you
any do, great...
You love tinsel?
I do love tinsel. Mm-hmm. I love fairy lights. We don't have any great traditions in the Mason household. Apart from my dad always used to make me go for a run with him on Christmas Day.
What? Not a walk.
Was that before or after dinner?
Before.
Right.
I think... I guess it was probably, in retrospect, to get out of doing food.
Okay.
So it's useful running.
But would you like a proper run? Would you be knackered after?
Not knackered, but yeah, a proper like, it wasn't
in
a jog.
In your wellies,
did you put
your wellies on?
I would tend to wear a Santa hat to try and make it less, frustrating.
Yeah.
Just your normal running outfit.
Okay.
Maybe some... football socks because they, you know, protect your ankles a bit more from the cold.
Exactly.
I can't explain it.
No.
And I don't think it's very festive.
Do you ever do the Boxing Day dip where you are?
New Year's Day.
Running in the sea.
New Year's Day, so, you know, we're in the same sort of ballpark. Yeah, Christmas Day swim would be
a tradition. If you're near the sea, you just run in the sea.
Done it on New Year's Day, though, so, you know, not quite what you're saying.
You're so hardcore.
I know, and the temperature does warm up in those sort of that week after, doesn't it?
Pete, are you too far south to play Geordie Arscoin?
What's Geordie Arscoin?
Andy Brassel. Well,
you basically... The name of the game
feel free to skip
is,
on this bit.
You'll all be playing it.
I bet they bloody...
The name of the game is you have to get a few 2p coins between your buttocks, walk along the living room and drop them. In a cup.
I did like a little kind of commercialized version of that recently, where it's like these little kind of tiny little icons, kind of like plush icons of poops, and you had to keep the poop in your bum and then drop it in the toilet on the floor.
This sounds very for children to practice.
Unpleasant. I don't know.
Or dogs, perhaps.
Similar sort of thing. So you put a couple of coins in your bum.
Well.
Presumably, you're wearing trousers at this point.
Okay.
Thank God.
One way ticket to an infection.
Kate, I don't blame you for, you know.
Do wash your copper.
That's where your imagination
goes
has to. You need a disciplined imagination.
That reflects worse on you than it does on me.
It's actually quite hard to continue the rest of this podcast now that I'm sitting opposite you, Andy, imagining you.
Yeah.
In your birthday suit, and waddling across the floor.
And he's actually, you know, waddling, you know those
what will happen? You need to keep it in your arse.
Those gold coins with the chocolate.
Peter,
what does Kate's dad made her go for a run on Christmas Day? Your dad must have made you do something, or can you not say?
He upstairs and be quiet. I mean,
you go for a Christmas Day or Christmas Eve drink?
No, he was quite good. I've recently sort of got involved in the whole Christmas Day drink. Uh-huh. And yeah, that makes the day fly, doesn't it? Fewer arguments if you're there at the time. You know, my dad telling me harrowing stories about his mum's mental illness for the first time last Christmas. I was like, wow, I didn't have no idea about this.
Is it on the sherry? Is it the sherry you're having?
I think they both were. It's points. What do you mean? I think that's why she went a bit mad.
What Christmas is for, isn't it?
It's about family getting together and then telling each other secrets that you didn't know.
What is your drink of choice on Christmas Day?
I like a bit of green ginger wine. Green ginger wine.
Oh, nice. Wow,
okay. That's
with cheddar wine.
Yeah. Often like the dregs of whatever there is in the cupboard. Yeah.
Is everyone in Hartlepool on the green ginger wine?
I don't know. Marcus, to be honest. It's okay, not.
Don't have them all round, especially not at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. What's your tipple?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dregs from the old...
Just sorting out the empties, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
You wanted me to say champagne. Oh, no, Luke's not here, but you're saying that. Oh, Mason, all she ever drinks is champagne all year round.
Don't you worry, Luke.
Not like me.
Luke's not here, so there's no class warfare. Don't worry about it. Andy, yours?
I think I might.
There is, but I'm not going to win.
Andy, what do you go for? Straight on the tenants?
A bit of water before lunch, I think. And
you're like
maybe
me. You
maybe something fizzy afterwards. No, not anymore. I don't drink
anymore. Not anymore. Yeah.
Do you have that kind of like?
Nice
wine
to know I've
that
influenced.
We used to trick my ex-girlfriend used to trick her grandma into thinking that she was drinking wine with that kind of like it's non-alcoholic kind of like apple ties, a schlur. Stuff, yeah. She fell for it every time. She's going, you can't have... Like, she used to love booze, and she got tricked by schlur. I'm like, I'm sorry, Nan.
Yeah.
I don't think you were an alcoholic after all.
That's what... Even I don't mind a drop of schlur. That's like the kind of...
She's like, this is very nice. She's going, it's not wine. How are you being tricked by this? You've devoted your life. Your liver is screaming.
All right, you need to remove that plank of wood from your own eye, pal, because you got drunk on non-alcoholic beer in Kiev, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I thought I was several sheets to the wind. Turns out I wasn't.
It was just Danny Welbeck's England winner is enough to intoxicate any man.
But that's how it can happen, isn't it?
Yes.
Especially at Christmas, the spirit can pull you along.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah. Damn right, yeah.
Well, it's like those VKs, which are much more sugar than back in the day of university. Much more sugar than booze, weren't they?
Is that right?
And actually, you'd feel like the next day, you'd feel still like you were flying. But it was just the same as having a couple of Coca-Colas.
It was so sweet, you'd have one for dessert.
Yeah, lovely. Know. Actually, it's not a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea, but you live your life and I'll live mine. Right, let's turn our attention, if we may, for a moment to some correspondence. Ridian on our Discord has been in touch and he said this. I spent a couple of years living in Aberystwyth where kicking the bar was something that was almost actively promoted by the local tourist board. All it really is a white metal bar on a low concrete wall at the end of the pier. And to cut a long story short, it supposedly wards off evil spirits of criminals who haunted the area centuries before. Talking to getting into the spirit of things, Andy. I decided to give this bar a right good kicking a year ago on the night before a festive local derby in the hope of it somehow leading to 3 points for the team. They won that match, and so for the next few years, I had the same ritual on the night before every game. Needless to say, it wasn't so successful afterwards. Aww. That is very strange, Ridian, but thank you very much for getting in touch. Kicking the bar.
I hope it's not load-bearing.
I was going to say. Blimey,
he doesn't say if it hurts or not.
Yeah. Well, maybe you needed to go and have a few eggnogs or something.
Yeah, I think so, because kicking the bar suggests crossbar challenge, doesn't it? And then when I realised that the only contact was between the bar and the foot.
Mm-hmm. It was quite strange. The Christmas Eve in, speaking of bars, actually it's a pub, it's quite a big drink-up session. Where in the village I was in Surrey, not so much these days, but it was absolutely packed. It was glorious.
Mm.
It was a big community thing. Is that Kate? You're nodding. Is that
That's definitely a Northamptonshire thing as well.
Yeah, Christmas Eve was like the and then some people.
Although some people would wreck their Christmas Day, but
well, you've got to be careful.
You've got to
be very careful. But in the village I was from in Surrey, the of course, in good village fashion, the pub was next door to the church. So I would try and, like the Pied Piper, try and lead as many people into Midnight Mass.
People would roll in absolutely smashed.
You know what, though? I went into Midnight Mass.
So enthusiastic.
I went into Midnight Mass. It was with three of my mates, one of whom was very drunk, yeah. One of whom was a little bit, and one was not too bad. Anyway, you go in there and you often see people you haven't seen for a few years and all that kind of stuff, people returning home and so on and so forth. Mm. And there was someone there who I think I'd met for the first time, but my mates knew this person. And we had a bit of a chat, and then I sort of walked off to speak to somebody else. And she turned around to these three chaps who were all a little bit drunk and went, "Bloody hell, your mate's had a few, hasn't he? Stuck old so Randy. Been on the old Kiev beer, I think."
You're off your head on Jesus, mate. Yeah,
well, that's the stuff. Yeah. That is my drug of choice.
Oh, man, no carols this year, though. I'm really mourning all that stuff. Are you a carol singer, Marcus?
Yeah, well, we had a carol service at church. We're socially distanced, masks on, couldn't actually sing and so on.
Couldn't sing. Weren't allowed to sing.
No, because that is...
You aspirate.
You aspirate. Yeah. Indeed you do, Kate. Indeed you do.
I've been to the last two of your carol services, haven't I?
Yeah, you've been along.
Come for the mince pies and the singing.
And the dancing.
Oh, thanks for the invite, mate.
I didn't know you back then.
You know me now?
Yeah.
I don't know now.
But it's an open house. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Right, enough of this nonsense. Let's have a quick break.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
I've got a little one.
It was just banter. And I said, "I know that, Sean."
Welcome back to part one of the Football Ramble Christmas Party, where it is just banter, of course, ladies and gentlemen.
Wouldn't like to say what our highlight of 2020 was.
No.
But
go on.
Well, that was it, wasn't it? Jules.
Oh, I thought you meant keys. I was like, that's my highlight every year.
Some time ago.
Yes, indeed.
Qatar was one of my least favourite Christmases, obviously.
Oh, yes. So you've had a Christmas abroad. I've had a Christmas.
Two Christmases.
I had a Christmas in Bolivia once. I was backpacking, to call it. I was an extended holiday, which lasted about 6.5 months.
Nice.
Backpacking around South America. I had a Burger King on Christmas Day.
So how does Bolivia celebrate Christmas? Not very effectively, well, from the sounds of things.
Well, joking aside for a brief moment.
Got a Burger King.
Yeah, that's not a thing. Although in Japan, KFC is, of course, their meal of choice on Christmas Day. So in Bolivia, I was in La Paz, which is an amazing city. But of course, because people are quite poor, they can't afford to take the day off, quite sadly. So a lot of stuff is open and all that kind of thing. So there's still quite a lot of activity, but it was a very memorable time. We did go for a proper dinner at sort of a fancier part of town, which was quite a strange experience actually, because it felt like we were suddenly in America, and then you sort of go back to the reality of where you are. But yeah, we were a bit peckish in the evening when we were in this sort of bar with a lot of other kind of Western tourists and so on. And we thought, what we fancy? We're like, oh yeah, there's a Burger King. And the reason why we had Burger King is because there is no McDonald's in Bolivia.
Huh. No.
Oh, there certainly really? Wasn't there. I don't know if that's changed or not, but yeah.
I remember thought there was McDonald's everywhere in the whole world. I thought that was the whole thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, no, they've not managed to get
Bother
their
Bolivia.
Little... they've not managed to infiltrate Bolivia.
Yeah, they definitely weren't. Oh,
they may well have done since, but that, certainly at the time, no. But yeah, Burger King on Christmas.
Bring it on, Spelsy.
Yeah. Exactly. Lovely old time. Oh, I'm also
What's Christmas like in Qatar, though? I think that's because obviously we're going to be heading out there heading in that sort of direction for the World Cup. What is it like?
People might have such a great time at the World Cup that they decide to stay for Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. In a Muslim country, what's it like? Probably not celebrating.
Any ginger wine?
I did think that they're, you know, most people love a celebration, don't they? I did think there might be the odd decoration, but
no.
I imagine. For the Christmas World Cup, as it's been called, there would be a bit of that sort of thing. But yeah, I don't remember there being. I remember I saw a big present up on, like a big lit up present up on one of the malls, and then realised it was just advertising, you know, buying stuff.
Something.
Buy things. And one of the Christmases I worked, Christmas Day, and we would. I think it was completely unnecessarily strict by our producers. They were like, oh, don't mention it's Christmas. It's like, what?
You see, I would say that's preferable. So I remember going to cover a game in Barcelona a couple of weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, they hate Christmas over there.
1 year. Well, the Catalans have a tradition of this thing called Cagatillo, which is basically...
Is that the log?
Well...
Is that the log that jobbies?
Well, yeah, basically, oh, God. You have this guy dressed as a gnome.
That's right, yes.
Who's... he's a gnome dressed as Santa. It's a statue, don't worry. Okay. Who's got his trousers and pants down doing a shit.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's an odd...
It's really unusual.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And that's not where poo belongs. It's coins.
Yes.
Exactly.
And you went along and put some coins off his bum.
And obviously...
Let's stop that now.
Obviously, Leo Messi, having mentally checked out of Barcelona, will not be embracing that tradition this Christmas. No. Spoil sports.
I should say, actually, we did have quite a nice Christmas dinner after this slightly depressing Doha thing.
Don't worry, I think you've said enough.
No, because it was actually quite sweet because we got my housemate at the time, who was Muslim, and his mum, who was over, I don't really know why, and we enforced on them a full Christmas dinner. And you can see them just being like, wow, this is a sort of an extraordinary setup.
Kate, don't you think it would be a wonderful end to the 2022 World Cup if, you know, you always remember Putin on the pitch with France in the rain, him under an umbrella, and these people who actually did something during the last month, you know, having it pissed down on them while they lifted the World Cup. Maybe at the World Cup final in Doha, once they get the trophy, they could celebrate by having Christmas dinner on the pitch.
Oh, yes.
They could do, yeah.
I actually think they'd be well up for that.
I think it's. I think it's not going to happen.
England winning the World Cup?
And well,
Christmas
come on, Andy. That's
on the pitch.
Christmas on the pitch. Yeah, love that. Of course, Christmas being celebrated by Premier League teams is often. It's not a good combo. Sometimes when we have the Premier League teams' Christmas parties, there's often some unsavoury stories and so on. We don't want to focus on that, but there is one or two that I would like to bring to the table. Remember in 2009, Harry Redknapp was in charge of your beloved Tottenham Hotspur, Kate Mason. What a time it was. Redknapp, though, he was angry with this place. He banned them from having a Christmas party and he said they'd never take the liberty. Never take that liberty. Well, 16 of his players all chucked in $2,000 each, hired a private jet to Dublin for a boozy sesh with Robbie Keane leading the charge.
Oh, you are.
Nice.
Imagine. Never take the liberty.
That sounds wicked, doesn't it? Oh, Guinness in Dublin.
You can see Robbie Keane go, don't worry, lads, I'll show you where to go. Yeah, indeed, yeah. Obviously, Harry Redknapp found out about this. It was non-happy. He was none too pleased.
It's really famous, isn't it?
I know.
Was that pre-Twitter?
Right, 2009.
No, the Twitter was happening around then.
Because I remember Facebook coming in the year I went to university, and initially you had to be like invited, didn't you? You could only.
Well, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. 2006. Okay, is that a long time ago?
Well, I mean, it's 14 years ago. So in terms of social media and internet, yes, that's a long time ago.
Was it some kind of like, because it was that in Harvard, wasn't it? Facebook, it was at university.
It was, yeah.
Hot or not kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it started.
It was an inter kind of red brick university kind of
thing.
Because you had a Peterhouse, didn't you? So maybe a Peterhouse, Harvard. I don't know what the companies are in Harvard.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Refresh my memory. How did Spurs get on in the next game after this little jaunt?
They were playing as they were described in the tabloid reporting the story. Lowly Wolves, not the Wolverhampton Wanderers we know today, and they lost.
Well, there you go.
That's probably for the best. I mean, the last thing, if you're Robbie Keane and you've been on a massive drink up in Dublin, the last thing you want to do is a cartwheel afterwards, right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Well, I mean, Harry Redknapp, it's just as well Redknapp wasn't involved, because after he found out about it, he said, "I'm a football manager. I wouldn't go out and get drunk falling around and pulling some old slag."
Goodness me.
I'm not
Where's that come from?
It's Harry Redknapp's
mouth.
Bring
that in?
I'm not that stupid. Even if you wanted to do it, somebody would catch you out. Having said that, Tiger Woods didn't do too badly.
Well, I don't know. In the end, he did do quite badly, didn't he?
With the benefit of hindsight.
Oi, I'm a football manager, not a wheeler dealer. Deary bloody me. Of course, this year, West Ham, they had a virtual Christmas party. That's the way to do it for a Premier League side, to make sure everybody kind of behaves.
Liability insurance, do not need to worry about it.
Yes, indeed, yeah. It was for the fans, of course, this party, I should say. It was for the fans.
Free, was it? They laid it on free, did they?
Well, you think this year that it might be, you know, a bit of a gift. But it was it was described for just £99 plus VAT.
Plus VAT?
Yeah, I hate it when people do. Just tell me how much
it is. How much it costs.
So it turned out to be about £118.80.
The thing is, Marcus, when it says, for just £99 plus VAT. Yeah. When someone says something being sold by a football club says plus VAT, it implies it's corporate hospitality. Yeah. This is not corporate hospitality.
Well, Andy, hang on. I haven't given you all the details here, to be fair to the Hammers.
Yes, I'll reserve
judgment. What do you get for your £118, please, Marcus?
A Christmas hamper.
What's in it?
Mikel Antonio.
In that outfit?
Yeah. You get a Christmas hamper. There was some nibbles, I assume, and some drinky poos.
I doubt they were.
They should give everybody a Christmas hammer, shouldn't they? That would be cool.
Christmas hammer, how festive.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Everyone's been watching Hugh Grant in The Undoing.
Nice!
Well played, sir. Well played.
Well played.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the reason for that is...
Spoiler alert, by the way.
I didn't say a hammer was involved and Hugh Grant was involved. That's all I'm saying.
How dare he's a Fulham fan, I'll have you know.
Is he, right?
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah, of course he is.
Fulham had one of the biggest ever Boxing Day wins, you know.
Which one was that?
1963.
Yeah.
10-1 against maybe Ipswich or something like that.
Well,
it's your time of year, mate.
It's a lovely old time of the year. The West Ham virtual Christmas party for fans, it featured Q&As with Mikel Antonio, Saïd Benrahma and David Moyes. It was described as 90 minutes of laughter.
Laughter.
Mikel Antonio wasn't even invited to smash through the wall in a Lamborghini.
Indeed, yeah.
Dressed as a snowman.
I mean, that would provide a bit of laughter, presumably.
I guess so, yeah.
Would a Q&A with David Moyes, would you think that would be packed with
laughter? Moyesy, I'm in for that. But yeah.
It was triumphant laughter at the moment.
You
said I couldn't come back and restore this club. Look at me now. That's him.
I could see Big Sam Allardyce doing that kind of sort of laughter. But
yeah, I think Moyes would fit in a little Ghost of Christmas Past joke.
I think we judge Moyes very much on that that time and specific quote at Sunderland. You know, it can't get any better than this. It just can't. But I think Moyes is probably I think he's good company, I reckon.
All I would want to see him do on a Zoom call is, you know, that little meme by the excellent Von Stringino, where he's getting the simultaneous translation in the Real Sociedad press conference.
Yeah.
And he pops on the little headphones and he just starts nodding his head to Bad Boy for Life. That'd be worth £99 plus VAT.
I should say so.
To see the live version of that, I think.
90 minutes of laughter is quite cocky, isn't it? Because it's hard to sustain laughter for 30 seconds.
30 minutes for us.
Well, stick around, Pete Donaldson.
90 straight minutes.
I reckon Pete
that is a
could
lot.
Squeeze 90 minutes of laughter out of you.
What a horrible sentence.
Indeed, yeah. Speaking of horrible sentences, Peter, do you remember Stig Tofting, the ex-Bolton man, the little,
sort of,
I think Danish? He allegedly hit four of his teammates after they ripped his shirt at an AGF Aarhus Christmas party.
Look, whenever Luke, we were in dancing in Kiev after a match, we weren't playing. Obviously.
Was it when England beat Sweden?
When England beat Sweden, yeah. We were having a dance. You'd gone home. And
no, I'd gone to a different bar.
You had gone to a different bar to see a friend.
And I went, and when I got home...
I'm going off to see my other friend that I have in Kiev.
And which was lovely, actually. He'd flown in from Dubai with his other friend that I made a new friend that evening. And
was it Mikel Antonio?
It was Mikel Antonio. And by the time I got back to our apartment, you had promoted yourself from the couch to my bed.
Yeah, just and I was, and I was just completely naked, giving you come to bed eyes
with two 1p pieces clamped between the buttocks.
Come get them.
Indeed,
you love a pound note, Spelsy. Come get him.
So I said, "Screw this," and went to sleep in on Pete's couch.
Well, there you go.
Kiev is a wonderful night out. I would love to go to Kiev for Christmas or New Year.
Oh, that'd be a lot of
me
fun.
Too.
That'd be amazing.
Salo.
Great shots as well. Great shots in Kiev if you're alcoholically inclined.
Did you?
I remember I had shots after doing some filming out in Kiev once, and my producer, the lovely Jonathan Fisher.
Euro 2012?
We all cheered. No, it was after that. We were doing something with Shakhtar Donetsk.
Okay, of course you were.
We all cheered. It had a Sambuca element to it. So we all had a little clinky, and before we knew it, Jonathan's hands were on fire, like he was in the Fantastic Four. And the waitress said, "I'll just leave you to it."
You to it?
Yeah, nothing I could do here.
Blanket.
Yeah.
Help. No, my point was that when we were dancing in Kiev, Luke came over and tore my shirt for no reason. He pulled
it. Did you hit him
in a fit of revelry?
You hit him. You hit
like a
Jim.
Reverse Superman.
Yeah, just kind of tore it a little bit.
Did you thump anyone like Stig did?
No, I didn't thump anyone.
No thumping.
But he got way too big for my.
He left the club, presumably fired after that. By the way, we should say. Right, ladies and gentlemen. Seeing as it is Christmas, we thought we'd welcome back an old favourite. It's time for this.
Who's under there, under the mask? Let's see if we can figure it out. Who's under there, under the mask? Let's see if we can figure it out. It's the Masked Winger.
You wanted to see it. The Masked Winger is back. Is the Masked Singer back?
Who cares? The Masked Winger's back.
Where's the box, Pete?
Say again?
Where's the box?
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I used to have the boxes aren't in the studio anymore. Oh. I'm really rusty, guys. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what's up nor down.
So we have to just imagine that your head is...
Imagine that my head is in a box. To be honest, I need to read the clues anyway, so it's just a complete waste of time. Right. This one comes from Ryan Hutchings. I'm still reading the thank you. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
Oh, thank God.
Where's the box?
Hello, like
everyone.
It.
I'm in the box. Yeah, so
I'm delighted.
This one comes from Ryan Hutchings. I'm still reading the going for gold email address that a couple of people have been using over the summer. So thank you very much to Ryan for this one. I don't think we've had this guy come up before, and as he is actually a winger, I thought now would be a good time. So there's a bit of a clue for you guys. Are you ready? Is everyone ready?
Ready?
Can I have a guess? Clues? Can I have a guess?
I'm going to give you some what?
Can I have a guess?
Go on then.
Is it Brian Laudrup?
No, it's not Brian Laudrup.
Oh, that'd have been good though.
That would have been good.
That would have been good if you'd have spoiled the fucking game, wouldn't it?
All right, Andy. I didn't get it right.
I love it when Andy gets
spicy. It's
my
Christmas as
very
well.
Enjoyable.
Oh, Marcus.
Carry on.
That was a really good guess. And you didn't ruin the game.
Thank you,
did
Kate.
He, Pete?
Bottom line is I've had three quarters of a bottle of Malibu and I'm ready for anything.
Damn right, yeah.
And your hands are on fire. Sorry,
Kate.
Pete.
You familiar with Kate and Andy, are you familiar with the Masked Winner kind of setup? So
yeah,
to speak?
It feels weird because this is weird because I used to listen to this and now I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, let's get started, guys. When you know, shout in. But you each get a go if you want to go every round, but no cheating, all right?
Do we need to say stop or our name?
Let's say stop.
Okay.
Okay. I was born on the 4th of October, 1976. I began my career in Argentina.
Oh, this is fast.
Oh, yeah, he's not messing around.
I began my career in Argentina with Aldosivi. Aldosivi? I scored 4 goals.
Oh, I was going to say something. Sorry.
You've got to say stop. You've got to
stop. Okay. If we all say I was going to say something instead of stop, should we do that?
I scored 4 goals in 55 appearances for my country. Do you want to stop? Do you want to stop me?
Stop. Pablo Aymar.
Not Pablo Aymar, no.
He's not really a winger, but you know.
I'm still trying to do the fucking maths on the age, to be honest.
Stop. Lionel Scaloni.
It's not him. It's not him, Andy, but love to hear the name. As well as playing in Argentina, I played in Mexico, Italy and Germany. I have won Serie A, Serie B, the Italian Super Cup and the FIFA World Cup.
Stop. Oh. Mauro Camoranesi.
That's the one. Do you know what? He was just there.
Mauro Camoranesi. Yeah. I spent the most successful period of my career with Juventus. I didn't sing my country's national anthem at the 2006 World Cup because I didn't know the words. And during the World Cup celebrations, my teammate Massimo Odo cut off my hair while the rest of the squad danced around us in a circle. I am Mauro Camoranesi.
Yeah. Ryan Hutchings.
Thank you very much for that particular clue. Set of clues for Matt Swinger. It's back.
Lovely.
Love your job.
Is it back for good?
No.
Come on. Who do you think we are?
Only one round as well.
Kate, what would you like for Christmas? Would you like another round of the Masked Winger?
is that an option?
We can grant
Santa. Put the box on me head again.
Will you please, Pete? As it's Christmas.
You want banter claws. Here we go.
Here we go.
I felt like that one really passed me by. I was still doing the maths. I still thought he was like 40.
But you worked out the VAT thing so quickly.
Yeah, you did.
No, he did it.
Oh, I.
He told me the amount.
I'd read the story.
Oh, right.
I'd read the story.
I don't do maths.
All right, it's time for the second round of The Masked
Winner. Here we go.
Are you guys ready? That was your kind of training day, Kate.
Thank you so much, guys.
Andy did absolutely
Thank you so much.
First clue. I was born on the 25th of September, 1980.
Mason, Gonzalo Higuain.
No. Not a winger.
Shit!
But to be fair,
I thought it wasn't supposed to be a winger. No, I thought it wasn't going to be a winger.
Did you just shout your surname out?
Yeah,
this is a university challenge.
And Gonzalo Higuain's not 40.
Ramble, Speller.
All right.
Stop doing the maths on me.
I'm just helping you. Sorry, right. Peter, sorry.
Clue two.
He's 40, is he?
Yes.
I was born in what was then Yugoslavia. I scored an 84th minute winner against arch rivals Aston Villa to send my side through to the semi-final of the 2011 Carling.
Savo Milosevic.
It's not Savo Milosevic, no.
Oh.
I sent my side through to the semi-final of the 2011 Carling Cup. I now live in Valencia.
Oh, no.
In 2013, my manager said he had seen me put in the worst training session of any professional footballer he had ever come across.
I know who this is.
Stop, Sasa Churchic.
Not Sasa Churchic, no. Whilst on international duty in 2010, I saved Vladimir Stojkovic from a group of angry Red Star fans bearing torches by forming a barricade.
Blimey.
Ooh.
Can you repeat the clue about Aston Villa?
Not the one with Vladimir.
Don't want that one again.
It's happening.
What was the Villa one, sorry?
Yeah, do the Villa one.
Do the semi-final.
I scored an 84th minute winner against arch rivals Aston Villa to send my side through to the semi-final of the 2011 Carling Cup.
Stop. Nikola Zigic.
That's the one.
It is Nikola Zigic. Yeah. Andy Brassel. It's almost not worth playing it because
I'm so annoyed.
He's wonderful. Wonderful performance, Andy. Well done. Round of applause, Andy.
This is the problem. If you have Christmas games and someone in the room is sober, they've got an advantage.
Good point. That's true. Johnny Hammond.
I am sober, but you're just better.
Can we do the jingle again?
Yes, come on.
Please.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Who's under there, under the mask? Let's see if we can figure it out. Right, that'll do.
Oh, Marcus!
The bit where he goes falsetto is the best bit.
Under there!
Who's under there, under the mask? Let's see if we can figure it out. Who's under there, under the mask? Let's see if we can figure it out. It's the Masked Winger. There we are. And as it's Christmas, I thought we'd have a little word from Santo Claus.
Where I come from, the black cat is always bad luck. No. But I don't want to see black cats again.
Nuno Espirito Santo Claus.
Got it. Very good. I'm still reeling from the fact that someone born in 1980 was 40. It makes me feel really old.
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it, when you think about it?
Of course, in the north of England, he's often referred to as Santi, isn't he?
Oh. Is that right?
So let's think of Santi.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wait, Santi. Nuno or?
No, the big man.
Right.
So let's think of Santi Cazorla maybe coming out of that magician sort of capsule, but with presents.
Yes.
I wasn't clattering on.
Oh, you were, Andy. there we are, ladies and gentlemen. That is the end of part one of the Football Ramble Christmas Party. It's been an absolute pleasure. Join us again tomorrow where Jules, Jim, Luke and Vish will be settling in for some more festive chat. So do get your lug holes around that. But I think it's time we left.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out of them, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Neil. Right. Thank you very much, Andy Brassel.
Happy holidays.
Thank you very much, Pete Dolson.
Ta-ta.
Thank you, Kate Mason.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking out?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.